You're listening to an exclusive Cup of Joe Morning Show interview here on The Sound of Life. Hey, Jordan, can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I always say great, but I am very honored to have you call me. I really am. That's the first time I've ever talked to you, man. Bro. I appreciate it.
Bro, I'm honored to talk to you, bro.
Oh, man. Come on. I was just in the process of looking you all up on the internet and everything. There's a lot to look up about you. That's amazing.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hopefully it's all good stuff.
So far, yeah. It's pretty amazing. You know, people must ask you, well, first of all, I always like to ask people, how are they doing in one word, if you had to do one word to describe you?
Yeah, grateful.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, grateful. Wonder how many people from California would say that. I'm grateful. Or they would be saying, I'm looking for something else. I don't know.
Yeah, hey, that's where I'm at, though, man. I'm there.
You have a certain distinct look, and you know that, right? I mean, people probably remind you of that all the time.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I hear it, and sometimes people just think I look like a crazy dude in a hat, but, you know, I'm living my best life.
Did you, you grew up in California. Is that a result of the kind of home you grew up in? You know, I mean, your long hair and stuff, because I remember, I'm old enough to remember when I had hair. And I used to have kind of long hair. It was never that long, but a lot of people back, you know, in the late 60s and the 70s, we had long hair, and you kind of brought that look back, Jordan.
Well, you know, man, I've had long hair forever. Like, literally, I don't remember not having long hair, really. Uh-huh. I kind of do, but that's just kind of been the thing. And so I kept it, and my wife really likes it, so I'm sticking with it.
There you go. If she likes it, you're good. You'll never get rid of that. How about the hat thing? You know, I mean, Toby Mac's known for his hats or caps, really. He switches them up, though, you know, every once in a while, usually like a ball cap or something. But you've got that Jordan Feliz hat, which is pretty interesting.
I know, man. It's so for me, the story behind the hat is really that my wife bought me a wide brim hat right before we moved to Nashville. Huh. And I just fell in love with it. I loved everything about it. And so ever since then, I've kind of just started buying more and more of these wide brim hats. And so now it's gotten to a whole nother level, because now I have like a actual hat maker that makes, like, custom makes them. Oh, man, it's crazy. And kind of switch it up. Sometimes it's like my last I had that I know the one that you're probably talking about. I had that one like 2.5 years that I would work on stage. But I just got a new one. But I'm actually talking about another one now. So
wow.
It's a small obsession.
So would you ever consider, like, putting all that hair in a bun, or working, you know, doing a different no-hat look, or a ball cap, or a straw cap, or something?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. I actually did, at one show I played, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to wear a beanie today, it's a little chilly, you know, whatever. And, dude, people lost their minds. It was like, I went out after the show, and everybody was like, they weren't mad at me, but they were just like, but where's your hat, though?
Wow.
And I was like, I just didn't wear it. It was like a little cold and we're outside and whatever. And they're like, oh, man, we just so excited this hat. I'm like, all right. Well, I guess I'm never taking that hat.
I guess not.
I'm sleeping it now.
Wow, man. That is a very interesting study in psychology or sociology or something like that, man.
Yeah, here I am. Never taking it off.
You're locked in. I always thought it would be kind of neat. Some groups and people have certain looks, you know, and I thought, well, that was kind of neat, because if you change it up a little bit, like you could go out in public and people wouldn't recognize you. I mean, you could probably just take your hat off. People wouldn't even recognize you. You know, it's could be kind of good. I don't know.
We've tried that, and it kind of works, but it kind of doesn't.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know. There are moments it does, though, so.
What was your, since this is the first time we're talking with you, got to find out a little bit about Jordan's faith walk, you know, kind of growing up. You're now, what, 30? Are you 30 yet?
I am. I just turned 30.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Can't believe it's real.
You're not in shock or anything, are you?
No. I'm okay. Honestly, I'm super pumped up, man. I'm so excited.
It's because it goes by fast. Next thing you know, you'll be double that, and you'll be going, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
What do you mean my life is like a vapor? Was that for real? Wow, here we go. But so what's your faith walk like?
Man, you know, I grew up in the church.
Oh, wow.
And I got saved when I was 8.
Wow, cool.
And, you know, man, I just have been growing ever since. You know, I feel like salvation is a process. It's a relationship. You know what I mean?
And right, so, right.
Just been growing in my relationship with Jesus ever since, man. And, yeah, just taking it one step at a time. I'm so honored that, you know, I get to do something like this for a living. And, yeah, dude, I've just been very grateful.
For those of us in upstate New York, we always look at, you know, Southern California. I don't know, is Clovis, is that a Southern California town?
Not, it's actually smack dab in the middle. Like Central California is technically what we're called.
Oh, so but that's still pretty cool, though. I mean, to us, you guys have it made, you know, weather-wise, all that stuff. probably a misconception.
Yeah, I would say San Diego has it made. I don't know about Clovis, though.
All right. Now, how about music? Did you grow up with music?
I did. I wouldn't say it was, like, any, like, kind of prodigy or anything like that. I just grew up listening to music, and I really wanted to play drums, and I started doing, and then probably about a year that our worship for our youth group didn't show up one morning. So it was like, Jordan, I know that you know all these songs, and you're the only person that does. And I was like, yeah, I've never sang in front of anybody in my life. I'm never, like, I'm not going to do that at all. All right, I guess I'll do it. So here I am. I got peer into it.
It's always interesting, you know, when you think about your musical style, that's something that's very personal, I guess, right? You know, that you see. And I wonder about people, do you, because you always get pegged into it. You, Jordan Feliz, he is the folk, soul, Christian rock, Christian pop. You know, it's like, wait a minute, dude, I just play music. I just play my own music. It's hard to fit you in anywhere.
I don't know who called me folk. I'm like, who?
I don't know.
I don't hear my
I didn't. Folk artist. I don't either. It's kind of funny, but labels, you know, it's kind of funny. I think you should just experience it and enjoy it and not try to put a label on it. Kind of like walking with God, you know? It's going to do what he does. And how is it fitting in with the all those guys? Man, you're in quite a group there with the tour. You can't get any better than that, Jordan, I don't think. People thinking, you know, it's about as good as it gets on the It's Deep tour.
Man, it's amazing. It has been. It's been amazing to see camp and just their hearts and that still care.
Toby Mack, I hear he's going to come out wearing your hat.
maybe. If he can get it off, then maybe.
Yeah, right, right. A lot of people sure look up to him musically. You know, he's not a young man. He's been around forever. It's hard to realize. A lot of people probably don't realize he goes back, you know, to, I forgot the name of the group now, the three guys.
DC Talk.
DC Talk. Yeah. And all that. Probably have no idea about that kind of musical heritage there.
I know. I don't think a whole lot of people do. I mean, he's really just been going for a really long time. And
you're cutting out a little bit. That's the reason I'm having a little bit of a hard time, Jordan. I'm so sorry. No, that's okay. That's all right. You know, but it's pretty much a miracle that I can talk to you anyway. So, you know, I'll take it. Electronics, you never know what it is. I've seen enough equipment in a radio station to know that you just never...
It's technology, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You never can tell. It's pretty amazing stuff there. Was there anybody in your life, and I know you love your wife and, you know, you're close. How do you do that? How do you keep that marriage? What's your advice to 30-year-olds in a marriage? How long you been married?
I've been married, it will be 8 years.
Wow.
This November, which is crazy to think about.
I bet it is. Yeah.
But my wife and I, we've actually been together for 15 years, actually.
Wow.
That's a really good question. I think my biggest thing is never view your marriage. I feel like people, and I mean, this even got told to us in our marriage counseling, and it was really disagreed with. I feel like we have this term in our world that's like marriage. I hear that all the time, and I think that's a terrible thing to say. unless you have your absolute dream job and are happy every single day in your job, I totally get that it is. I'm just saying that just put the effort into it. You know what I mean? Like, don't view your marriage as something that you have to look at. You know?
Right, right, yeah.
Something once put effort into what succeeds. I think there's just this negative connotation that jumps, say, work. You know? And I feel like people hate their jobs. You know what I mean? And I don't want that to skew my marriage.
Good. You know? Yeah, that's good stuff.
And I love my job. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I would never say that marriage is like my job is because
right.
I don't like it. So.
And by the way, I forgot, I should have said this right in the beginning. I saw that tweet you sent out a few days ago about how bad you were feeling, and I thought, man, if his wife has seen that and hadn't talked to him, I'm so glad. I hope you're really feeling better. That's sound like you're feeling yeah. really bad.
Yeah, I was not doing very good, man. I had to go to the ER.
Oh.
I had a kidney stone.
Like really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're past it now, which is great.
Wow, yeah, that's woohoo.
Yeah, I mean, not fun. Exciting stuff.
I am so sorry. That's amazing. You don't see many comedians doing comedy, not guys doing stuff about kidney stones like that. Hey, fun time.
Yep.
Wow. Going to be a song coming out of that, probably. Yeah.
Maybe.
Me and my pain that I couldn't explain. Anyway, maybe if you were a country, you could do a country song, probably make it go.
I think Hawk Nelson already made Beautiful Diamond.
Okay. So. Oh, man. Well, Jordan, I hope I get to talk to you again sometime, and I hope I see you around here. It's been a real great pleasure to talk with you, and really has. I know it's tough. Can't get everywhere, but appreciate you, man. I really do.
Oh, man. Appreciate brother, seriously,
okay.
So much, and thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to me.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see you guys. Deep, be awesome, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, all right, Jordan, God bless you, man. Thanks,
all right, God
bye-bye.
Bless you,
okay,
you've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.com.